WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping a report this hour. Even as many states, including New Jersey, are seeing the number of COVID cases rise again, millions of Americans are on the move for Thanksgiving this year. The number of airline passengers could exceed even pre-pandemic levels, which of course is causing lines at security checkpoints amid requirements in some cases that you produce proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. AAA says over 48 million Americans are traveling by car more than 50 miles from home in 2021. In New Jersey, as of yesterday, there were 1,953 new confirmed cases and 823 likely cases based on test results of COVID and 30 new confirmed deaths. New Jersey Transit neglects South Jersey in particular and bus service more generally, says a new report from the Garden State Initiative, which suggests splitting it into two regional transit agencies. Jonathan Peters says transit agencies generally serve a region, not an entire state.
We have this statewide entity. Well, the question is, does the statewide entity serve everyone in the state? And the answer is no.
The report points to transit deserts that would be better served by expanded bus service, such as sections of Ocean County with many retirees. Police admit they may not be able to identify who owns the pit bulls that attacked two boys in separate incidents in Edison on Friday. The dogs apparently were running loose when they first set upon a 13-year-old who was playing basketball in a park. While police were there, a second call came in about the same dogs attacking a 9-year-old who'd been playing in his own yard. The dogs did have chain link fragments in their collars. Police think they may have escaped from someone's yard. If you don't know what phishing is with a PH, you could be in trouble this holiday shopping season. That's when scammers email or text you in such a way that tricks you into offering up personal, compromising information, which could wind up costing you money. A good thing is, John Mangini of the New Jersey Bankers Association says you may already have safeguards built into some of your accounts.
Most banks will have, fraud protection or something along those lines on their website.
The most important thing, Mangini says, is to be aware of the different types of scams out there and how to protect yourself so you don't have to fight and claw to get your money back. The Federal Trade Commission reported $43 million refunded to 194,000 New Jersey scam victims last year alone. And NASA has launched a spacecraft on a mission to smash into an asteroid on purpose and test whether it'd be possible to knock such a speeding space rock off course if one were to ever threaten the planet. The spacecraft is called DART, which stands for Double Asteroid Redirection Test. It lifted off from a Space Force base in California, and if all goes well, in September of next year, it will slam head-on into an asteroid at 15,000 miles an hour. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on podcasts. Clear skies through the holiday. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 wants to light up your holiday, and you could win $1,000. Show us your home, tree, yard, anything that makes our Jersey holidays merry and bright. Share a pic of your dazzling lights on our app or on nj1015.com and get in to win $1,000. Thanks to our sponsor, Seasonal World, New Jersey's favorite Christmas store and in-ground pool builder. This holiday season, light it up. You could win $1,000 from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5, it's 11:05. Here's fast traffic.
Getting a little heavy on the parkway going up into that very dangerous construction area north of 138 Kenilworth up to 140 in Union. Can't rule out the chance of delays on the southbound side too around 140. That's all construction work, and believe me, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble if you are not paying attention. Meanwhile, 287 looks good. 78 a little slow coming out of Bayonne, picking up the Bay Bridge. Eastbound side looks good, by the way. And we have Route 22 backed up on the westbound side in the usual stretch, roughly Caldwell Avenue Union running out to Springfield Road, at which point it will be better. And they're still working on a crash coming back into New Jersey on the Bayonne Bridge, blocking the left lane a little bit past the halfway mark on the bridge. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 11:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 has weather information just for you and your part of the Garden State. Online and on our app, you can check current conditions, watch radar, set up weather alerts to be sent to your phone, and know what's coming up in our five-day forecast. The latest technology, combined with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's forecasts, let you plan your day, plan your week, and stay safe. NJ1015.com/weather. Visit us online or on our free app today.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather for this afternoon. We'll see a good deal of sunshine with high pressure in control of our weather and a light breeze out of the west. 45 to 49 are projected high. Then tonight will be partly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 20s. 30 to 35 though at the shore and in some of the cities. For tomorrow, a Thanksgiving Day holiday that will feature dry weather with clouds and some sun at times, and it will turn mildly with a high between 50 and 55. A cold front will move into the area tomorrow night, and as it does, we expect a little bit of rain around the area with temperatures in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Friday, with that front moving offshore quickly, we may start with a shower. Otherwise, the wind will pick up and drive cooler air back into the region as clouds give way to some sunshine. Temperatures Friday between 45 and 49. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Right now in Lower Alloways Creek, it is 39, Toms River 37, Clark 42.
New Jersey 101.